live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Of course, big news today out of the Supreme Court. Things could be worse. They're not great. They could be worse. Mark, do you have this story? Did you see the story?
I saw the story. I mean, I don't have it in my...
I've got a version of it here from homelandstupidity.us, our pal Michael Hanton over there writing. The U.S. Supreme Court announced today that the individual right to keep and bear arms guaranteed by the Second Amendment was nevertheless open to regulation, restriction, licensing, and registration, just like the First Amendment. So much for unalienable rights. In a 5-4 decision announced this morning, the court upheld a 2007 appeals court decision and affirmed that while the Second Amendment does indeed refer to individuals without regard to their affiliation with the militia, as in the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited, the court struck down two provisions of the 1976 D.C. gun law, the prohibition on owning handguns, and the requirement that rifles and shotguns be stored disassembled or with trigger locks. So, that's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, it's silly. I don't think that the First Amendment, that there's a right to freedom of speech means that you can regulate freedom of speech. It doesn't mean that. And I don't think that the Second Amendment means, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, means that you can regulate the keeping and bearing of arms. And by the way, the ruling on this was 5-4.
Darn close. One person would have changed it the other way if they wanted to.
This is what it could have been bad. One person, like you said, and these people are obviously fallible and obvious. I don't understand how they can make these judgments. Four of them said no. The right to keep and bear arms can be infringed.
Very
pretty
scary.
Clear. Actually, they all said that.
The language is pretty clear. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, I'm no constitutional scholar, but that makes sense to me. So why was it so hard for them to make a decision on this? Why was this something that four of them decided, well, no, it's not an individual right, it's a collective right?
Because those four believe that the Constitution is a living, breathing document.
Apparently they all do. With this ruling that it can be regulated, I don't. These people can't be trusted with the freedom that has been the freedom that Americans have.
It just goes to show that it doesn't matter what it says in the Constitution. I mean, again, the founding fathers, they had a nice idea with the whole Constitution thing, but it doesn't matter. Because as long as the government people don't care what the Constitution says, it's a dead letter. Let me continue with Michael Hanton at Homeland Stupidity. He says that it didn't address the issue of whether licensing gun owners and registering firearms were constitutional, but suggested that such laws may withstand scrutiny. And in fact, I believe there was another story where that Nancy Pelosi character said that, well, we can still continue to regulate firearms within Washington, D.C. So the court's
they're doing such a good job, Washington, D.C. being one of the most dangerous places in America.
And here's a part of the court's opinion. It says it should not be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons, sorry, Mark, and by the mentally ill, sorry, Wayne, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms.
One good joke for the month.
Or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. So, yeah, some of you guys have the right to bear arms, but only if you jump through all of the hoops that we have the right to put up. That's basically the ruling, right?
Yeah, how do you exercise a right when you have unreasonable barriers to do so?
Well, if you have to ask permission, it's not a right, it's a privilege.
Absolutely true.
The court's opinion, its faults notwithstanding, this ruling will help reduce crime and save lives, says Hampton. Where crime rates are high, a gun may be the only means for law-abiding citizens to safeguard themselves and their families, says Bob Barr, Libertarian presidential candidate. Lawful gun ownership deters an untold number of crimes every year. Now, there's certainly no doubt about that. We see evidence from that here in our very own state of New Hampshire, where the gun rules are very, very slim. There's not too much in the way of gun regulations here, and similarly, there's not too much in the way of gun crime around here. So there are some places in the country where they get it, and there's some places like New York City and Washington, D.C. and Chicago where they don't get it at all, and you can't even own a firearm, let alone carry it around with you.
You know, I understand why they don't trust that many people, you know, in one area. However, I don't want to live in an area like that. I choose not to. So, the fact is, if we're going to have a free country and we're going to have a constitution, we should play by the rules of the Constitution, not change them. If you want to change them, there's a process for that. It's called an amendment, and you should go through that. So the amendment, the Second Amendment should be changed to the right to keep and bear arms can be infringed if they're going to infringe it.
According to,
and that includes ex-cons, too.
According to Mayor Richard Daley from Chicago, he called the decision very frightening. Mayor Adrian Fenty from D.C. said more handguns will lead to more handgun violence. Everyone,
because they jump out of drawers and shoot people.
Most everyone with at least half a brain knows this is not true, but these morons keep on repeating it. Since if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Wasn't that one of Goebbels' rules of propaganda,
yeah,
or something like that from the Nazi days?
You're not allowed to mention Nazis, remember?
That's right. Your elected politicians, says Hampton, are using Nazi propaganda tactics on you to keep you unsafe in your homes and your neighborhoods. There is a point to this. If you are unsafe, you'll look to them for solutions. But they don't have solutions. All they can do is control your life.
Right. If they pass laws that says that people that can't have guns, then only the people that don't care about the laws are going to have the guns. So how are they going to stop gun violence?
Well, they could put up checkpoints in every single neighborhood, Mark, like
that'll
they did
help.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah, see your papers.
Where each individual who is passing through the area has to be stopped and interrogated about what his or her itinerary is and whether or not, and the police will make an arbitrary decision as to whether or not that individual is allowed into that area.
Yay, arbitrary decisions.
Hampton says, I can't wait for the law which says that not only must newspapers register their printing presses and get licenses to publish, but so must individuals register their computers and printers and get licenses to print or to blog. It's exactly the same thing, only applied to the First Amendment. Under the logic of this court, such restrictions would be perfectly fine. And you thought the Congress shall make no law actually meant something? Says Hampton. Again, HomelandStupidity.us reporting there. And he's absolutely right. If they want to regulate the First Amendment, they can do it, and there's not much that people can do about it. We've already seen free speech zones. Whenever the president comes to town, they set up a free speech zone where you, if you have something contrary to say, or if you have a divergent viewpoint, you can go stand in this penned-off little area that they've designated as a free speech zone and
something
have all
like
the free speech you want.
Akin to a concentration camp.
Yeah, like a little temporary, voluntary concentration camp, in that if you want to speak out, you have to go to the concentration camp.
Yeah, it's in a back alley someplace, cordoned off with a fence.
It's certainly nowhere near where the president is going to be, that's for sure. So we've seen free speech zones, and we know that restrictions on speech, people are clamoring for this. Toby, earlier this week, read statistics, very chilling statistics, that showed that a significant percentage of Americans support regulation of the internet. They want the internet to be controlled in the same way, the content to be controlled in the same way that television and radio are regulated.
You know something, though, when you see those surveys, sometimes you have to actually look at the wording and the way it was done, because the conclusions they draw from a lot of these surveys is very misleading if you look at them on the surface.
Certainly you can ask questions to get the answers you're looking for. There's no doubt about that, but the questions, at least as I understood what Toby was telling us, were pretty scary, what the American people were saying. And, of course, many of the people they were asking didn't use the internet, because a good quarter of the American population doesn't even go online.
And they're scared of the internet, and they hear all these stories about
exactly
the worst possible aspects of human nature on the internet. They think it's all like that.
Yep. If all you were doing was paying attention to CNN or Fox News, and that's how you know about the internet, is how the mainstream media reports on it, you'd think it was a wasteland full of pedophiles.
And the mainstream media hates the internet because they're losing a lot of business from it.
That's a great point. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Calls are lining up. You can talk about anything from the gun ruling to whatever might be on your mind at 800-259-9231. Don't forget permitting for gatherings. How about that one? That's a clear violation of the First Amendment. That's been going on for years. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 26, 2008. Gold, 909.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 936, 26, 461, 15 for half, 230, 58 for quarter. That's 936, 26, 461, 15, and 230, 58. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Let's take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the bulletin board system with over 350,000 posts, a lot to talk about, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Your calls about anything, we go to them. It's JC on the line in Alabama. JC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Hello, JC. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, Ian, I've been meaning to tell you that if I ever make a T-shirt, it's going to be an Ian T-shirt, and it's going to have in quotes, "What's on your mind?"
All right, very good.
Because you like to say that a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't like to talk to people about how they are and how he is.
Yeah, well, it's a good way to get to the point of the call.
I agree.
As opposed to every single caller saying, "Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Everyone's fine." Yeah.
Exactly. I understand you need to save some time here. What I wanted to comment on was in some of the discussions that we have about getting to a free market society, oftentimes when you guys, between the two of you or other co-hosts, discuss this, and when other people call up discussing this with you, oftentimes we forget, well, it's often assumed that the whole country is going to go this way. And I think that what an element that we are forgetting in this whole discussion about having a free market society is that what it means is probably inevitable geographic fragmentation. I wanted to pull a book.
Whatever
I swear you've read
man,
this, Ian.
Whatever it takes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you heard of Hans Hermann Hoppe's?
I have heard of him.
You have? Okay.
I've heard of him. I've never read any of his stuff, though.
It's called Democracy, the God That Failed, and he's really good friends with the guys who wrote the March for Liberty. Very cool. But what he says is probably the best way and the most likely outcome of efforts to get a free market society is scattered cities that are like free cities all over the United States,
mm-hmm.
and the very first ones that likely to have the most opposition from the government, or the big government foot stomping on it. But over time, if enough of these free market cities can just sprout up, then that's the most likely way. Because you know what? How many people wanted Ron Paul, right? I mean, it's not more than 5% of the electorate. You're just not going to get the whole country moving to a free market society.
That's
going to have to be
don't
one piece
that.
At a time, and that's why I joined the Free State Project.
Me too. You know, I'm with you, man. Let's concentrate our activism here.
I can see some evidence of just it rather than trying to move it along like the Free State Project is.
Mm-hmm.
But in San Francisco, for instance, the mayor said gay marriage is legal, and I guess it's now happening and now is legal in California as a state in a whole. But the mayor of the city took a stand a year or two before
mm-hmm.
the state went that direction. And one thing's for sure is that gay marriage is going to be legal in the United States within the next decade. Sorry, that's just the way that's going to be.
You think, even in the South?
Gays can get married in California now. So
that's not the South.
Right. Understood, but the South now has to recognize it. I mean, it's part of the 48 contiguous states.
Hmm.
What are they going to say? You're not married.
Oh,
yes, I am. I got married in California.
I see. I don't know how all that works. I guess you're right. We'll find out. What else did you have to say, sir? Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, I was in a socialist country for 2 months, so that's why you guys haven't heard from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been catching up on the podcast, and it strikes me that I just have to say this. It's amazing how, I'm not going to say any names, but some people from Wink Wink across the pond, some people in Florida, and some people in Montana who call the show, they've been listening to the show for how long, and they still don't get it? Get liberty?
Paula in Florida doesn't actually listen to the show. You see, she's a professional talk show caller.
She doesn't get paid.
That's true. She doesn't, she doesn't get paid, but she would probably not mind getting paid. She calls full-time, I guess is the right way to put it out there, because she just picks up the phone and calls whoever happens to be on the air. She'll call all day long, as I understand it, calling every single show on the network that we're on. To talk about whatever it is she has to talk about. So the only time she listens to the show is when she's on hold.
But some other people who just keep calling in, they listen, and they still don't get it. They still miss the paradigm. They still, the big evil corporations, or we need a little bit of government, or, I'm just amazed. And all you statists out there, all you duopolists who want both parties, all of you, I just... Man, start listening. That's
well,
all I
JC,
say.
I can understand your frustration, but, you know, sometimes people, when they listen, they aren't necessarily listening too closely. They may be cooking at the same time or doing something else, driving. It's hard to really focus. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt and just, you know, be patient with them because it took me a lot of time to get to where I am today. And, JC, I want to thank you for your call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, it sure would be nice if we could just wake up tomorrow morning and have everybody fall in love with liberty, take a lot of the effort out of what we're trying to do, and would really be kind of nice if that would happen. But it's not. That's not going to happen. There's no chance it will ever happen.
No.
Is it likely that things will fragment, as JC was suggesting? I don't know. Maybe the whole liberty thing will really catch fire.
Well, you know,
possible.
One thing that people do like is people do like consistency. They like things to be in a person's thought process to be consistent over time, and the fact is, liberty is a very consistent message. It's a very easy message to be consistent on, and the other talk shows that are out there, if they're listening to other talk shows, they're not. They're simply not consistent.
Exactly. You listen to Sean Hannity or Limbaugh or any of these so-called conservative talk show hosts, they profess to be fiscal conservatives, but if you're into warmongering, then the two concepts are completely incompatible with one another.
Right. It costs a lot of money to wage a war. It costs a lot of money to maintain a military. A military does nothing except wait for the next war to be waged. So when you have a military, you're simply, you know, chomping at the bit to use it.
No. Don't you understand? They're conserving the status quo.
Yes.
So they have a very big military, and they like it that way, and they would like to conserve that, apparently.
But they didn't want to conserve the small military that Clinton had, the smaller military. That Clinton had.
That's a good point. What can you say? They're indefensible. You can't defend their positions. They're illogical, and they don't make sense, and they're arbitrary. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that is the number. Of course, the future of freedom in America, it's pretty much laid out. I mean, the voluntary society is coming. The question really that remains is, where is it going to hit first? You know, is it going to be our very own Keene, somewhere else in New Hampshire, perhaps? Where's it going to hit first, and what are the people inside the system, the bureaucrats, and specifically the politicians, the people who profit from the governmental system, what are they going to do about it? Because it's coming, see? The people have already made that decision. It's on the way. And now it's just a matter of those bureaucrats and politicians deciding to go quietly and slowly or to lash out violently and lose their legitimacy in a very quick manner. Because that's how I see it. They've only got two choices. For instance, if people stop cooperating with the system, as we've seen a few instances of that happening here in New Hampshire, some of the Free State Project members have stopped cooperating. But if we see more of that, well, they'll only have two choices. Either they crack down hard and start putting people behind bars, or they just kind of let it go on and try not to draw attention to it and try to keep as much power as they can for themselves for as long as they can. I think that would be their best choice, but it's in their hands to decide how to handle this. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website. For free at freetalklive.com. Travel less. Meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. And enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231. To continue with the calls, we go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on
your
mind?
Yeah, I just, this afternoon I've been reading the Supreme Court decision and the two dissenting opinions by Stevens and Breyer. And, you know, it's a very eloquent dissent by Scalia, but the dissenting arguments are also very good. It's one of the best historically, researched and articulated briefs of the Supreme Court. What's very interesting, I would assume the clerks were very busy.
I don't understand why you have to research or articulate anything. If I were writing the, what was it called, the assenting opinion?
The opinion of the court.
The majority opinion, I would have written, guns are good. Okay.
One point I wanted to raise living in New York is the fact that New York has had a ban on handguns. Well, very much, I think, D.C. modeled theirs on New York's. And what's interesting about the brief, as, you know, the court concurred today, is that there's going to be a tremendous number of individuals that were arrested for, you know, for utilizing their Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to be
able
to appeal?
And it will be billions and billions and billions of dollars, as well as many lives that have been ruined. I know in New York, if you have a gun that's unregistered, you go away for anywhere from 15 to 20 years.
So, Frank, are you suggesting that those folks would be able to appeal their sentences?
I think they should, yes. I think they have every right to, and I think that that's going to have to be the next thing. And you're going to have to wipe all their criminal records off, you know, concerning that crime.
I hope that happens.
Because it was really no crime. That's what's amazing. And also, I fear, what I wanted to say, too, that's very interesting, Brenner's last conclusion, which is very succinct, he states that, quote, the argument about method, however, is by, oh, my computer screen went out, is by far less important, is by far the less important argument surrounding today's decision. Far more important are the unfortunate consequences that today's decision is likely to spawn. Not the least of these, as I have said, is the fact that the decision threatens to throw into doubt the constitutionality of gun laws throughout the United States. I can find no sound legal basis for launching the courts on so formidable and potentially dangerous a mission. In my view, there is simply no untouchable constitutional right guaranteed by the Second Amendment to keep loaded handguns in the house in crime-ridden urban areas. Now,
he said there is no right.
Is ridiculous.
He said there is no right to keep a loaded handgun?
There is. Yeah, he finds no legal basis for launching. Yet today's opinion by the majority of justices contradicts that. So it's really interesting. It's the only weak part in his brief. I mean, his historical arguments are very succinct. So I don't know. As I said, I have a feeling there'll be some more cases very soon.
I hope so.
That
I
will
hope
occur
all
in other states, and then
I
think the Supreme Court. What's interesting? There were two dissenting opinions, only one concurring opinion. One opinion of the court, two dissenting opinions, and it was very close. And again,
yeah,
I'm
sure
going to have
was.
To study this in more detail. To
you do that,
to,
Frank. Thank
to
you for
really
calling
figure
tonight.
That
Thank
out.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Sounds like real exciting work there, studying court decision. Whoopie-doo.
You know, I understand where he's coming from and why he would be looking at these things.
I hope he's right, though. I hope those people get to turn their cases
over. If you're going
to
fight this in real terms and expect to keep your weapons and do it, you know, one of the ways to go about that is by legal means, and so you have to know this stuff when you're going through legal channels. I think it's boring, to read that stuff, and I also am of the opinion that, whatever they say is a bunch of damned lies, because it's clear to me that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Like, that's what it says.
But it has been
that's
over and over again.
That's the highest law in the land.
How could it be any plainer than that? But that's, again, that you have a certain segment of our elite now who believe or say, profess that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, and they disregard precedent here because it's been well established that we do have an individual right to have firearms. But, mm-hmm. Some of these people have an elitist, totalitarian, authoritarian agenda. That's what we call activist judges.
Well, you're allowed to have firearms as long as you jump through all their hoops and as long as it doesn't flood, because apparently if it floods in America, then people have to give up firearms. At least that's what happened after Hurricane Katrina. And tornadoes, apparently. That is a reason to take people's guns away, too. That happened, I believe it was in Kentucky. We've yet to hear any stories out of Iowa and Illinois and Missouri with the recent flooding there, but who knows?
Maybe gun confiscation.
Yeah,
they certainly have been getting in the way of people going back to their houses, which I think is a complete and unstated right of the Constitution is that you have the right to a house
right
and you
your
have
property.
The right to be able to go to it when you feel like it.
And we have a right to free health care and free education.
Somehow I doubt the Supreme Court would disagree, or somehow I imagine, rather, that the Supreme Court would disagree with you on that, Mark. They would claim that the government, in certain exigent circumstances, when is necessary, has the right to bar you from any of your property as they deem appropriate. At least that's the way things work. That's the reality. That's how things are. And how many people have challenged that? Has anybody actually challenged the restrictions on people going back to their homes? Has that ever been fought out in the courts?
I don't see anyone doing that. I don't see why they would.
Because the people who were denied access to their own homes didn't have the money to challenge them.
That's true. They probably aren't
locking. Once they're back, they don't care to spend the money to go and say, hey, you should have let us in our houses when we felt like it.
Yeah, I wonder how many gated neighborhoods, upper crust neighborhoods, are affected by this. I wonder if they would be cordoned off in the same way, or if they would let those people pass, the people driving their Escalades and their Rolls Royces. Would they be allowed to pass the checkpoint and go and get a few things out of their house?
The answer is yes. The evidence is very strong that people, especially men, are very interested in badges of power. And a Rolls Royce is by no means, by every means, a badge of power. It says, look, I've got more money than you. I'm more important than you. Mm. And
you mess with me, I'll challenge it.
Right. And if a beat-up 94 Dodge Shadow pulls up and a Rolls Royce pulls up next to it, the one who's going to get the less trouble is the Rolls Royce.
Yep.
We continue with your calls. Ben is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Ben in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about how we get from our current position to the free market society you guys are talking about.
All right.
Using the political, I was one of the Ron Paul supporters. I screen printed T-shirts. I told people about them. But I don't think this whole political process thing is going to work in the long run.
You mean Ron Paul's campaign for liberty is going to get nowhere fast? Is that what you're getting at?
Pretty much. I mean, it did convert people. It got me involved in it. But I don't think you're actually ever going to get someone who's a libertarian elected president.
I think you are correct about that. I agree that the political process is valuable only in that people pay attention to it. And because people pay attention to it, the media, for instance, and other people, they're watching the process. Therefore, getting a liberty message into politics is valuable because people will come across it, people like you, for instance. But as far as actually attaining freedom through the political system, doesn't seem very likely. But go ahead. I mean, maybe they have a shot here in New Hampshire, but what were you calling about beyond that?
I think the best chance we're ever going to have of having the kind of free market society we want to have is by using the power of the free market to actually propel us towards that. What we're going to have to do is people moving to New Hampshire or certain areas of the country like that, they're going to have to declare their economic secession from the government-controlled economy. We're going to have to set up a counter-economy, a black market economy, or goods and services can be exchanged voluntarily without the state coming in and regulating it and taxing us.
It sounds good to me. I would love to see it happen, and it would happen incrementally, of course. I would like to give money to a private company to fix the roads rather than the government to fix the roads. I always said that would be a great way to get that started. And Ben, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Go out there and show that you can actually fix the damn roads. I'll shift my money over to you instead of paying it to the government. And if a bunch of people did that, we'd have a real transition going on. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, the forums, and the updates, and we give it all away. So if you like that and you want to help support the show, then you can help promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com, learning all the various different ways you can help the show out and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. What mischief is the Iron Fist of the State up to lately? And who is the Anarchy Boogeyman? Should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Wednesday and Friday. He's doubling up his comics. It used to be just Fridays. Now it's Wednesday and Friday for a new strip, and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com.
You know, he wouldn't be doubling up if people weren't going to read them, which means that, you know, the Free Talk Live advertising's working.
Yep, that's how it's supposed to work. We continue with your calls. Nico in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Nico.
Hey, Nico.
Nico.
I have a quick comment before I say what I want to say.
Right.
I agree fully that the free market, if we want to move to a free market society, should be done on a voluntary basis where people get active and move together. I think on a political level, it actually would cause problems because, for example, if you were just to cut the welfare program, you would upset more people than you would make happy. And I think if people saw that, they would get a bad message of liberty, and that would hurt the liberty movement. What I wanted to say, though, is today, do we not live in a completely free market society?
No.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Some could argue that you live in that free market world. It's just that there are men with guns going around taking away that freedom.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. The thing that supports the government right now, the way that the government stays now, is that they have force and that people want the government there. You know, they have
legitimacy. It's,
yeah,
it's an
exactly.
aura of legitimacy that separates them from other gangsters. That people don't see them as a gang; they see them as a necessary evil, or they see them as something good.
Yeah. So, if we were to move to a free market society and have a completely free market, what would stop a group of people from building up a force, a militia of sorts, to kind of boss other people around.
Economics and competition. Because those people wouldn't have the legitimacy that government does. They would have to be operating completely independently, which would mean that if they started bossing people around and trying to hurt people, then it would be completely legitimate for someone like an individual to repel their force. If someone comes up to you on the street and tries to rob you, you have the right to keep yourself safe and repel their force with defensive force. And so those people would end up getting hurt if they decided to do something like that. And the other factor is, again, economics, in that it costs money to rule over other people's lives. The way the government gets away with it so effectively, beyond its aura of legitimacy, is the federal government has the ability to print money. They can create money from thin air. And they're the only organization that has the ability to do that. This fantasy group that you're talking about, this gang, the street gang, would not have that ability.
That's right. And that's where I think our original republic went off the tracks, is 1913, because once you have a small group of people that can print all the money they want, they can buy whoever and whatever they want, they can buy votes, and you see the monster that is created.
I would say the Spanish-American War, the whole Spanish imperialism thing that the U.S. went through was the start of the whole republic just completely going out of bounds and turning into something that it wasn't supposed to be.
You don't think the Alien and Sedition Act passed in the Adams administration, the second presidency, was a beginning? I mean, the fact is,
you can go back as far as you want.
Right, you go back to the point where actually Washington was made the general over the Continental Army, and instead of militias fighting the British, they put together a full fledged military from the very beginning. The seeds of authoritarianism were planted.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of ask one more question.
Sure.
I can't, see, and the Americans with Disabilities Act says that people with seeing eye dogs are allowed in organizations. And I don't see a problem in most, Juul or something, recognizing the fact that a person with a seeing eye dog would need to go in there. But there are problems with, little places ethnic places that aren't used to these things that are in American culture or whatever. In their countries, it's not like that. And I know that in the free market, people would find it better to have a business that would let people do this just, because it's more ethical or whatever. But even today, there are problems even with that law in effect, and, sometimes the organizations who train people with seeing eye dogs have to help people and encouraging and the businesses and telling them it's okay to have a dog and things like that. And some of them will not budge unless they're given.
Well, there are multiple reasons for that. There are, in many cases, there are health code regulation, government regulations that prevent dogs from being allowed, and just dogs in general, not seeing eye dogs. Usually there's an exception for a seeing eye dog.
Right.
But a business owner may not be familiar.
But the government created the problem in the first place.
Correct. The business owner that you're talking about, the ethnic business owner, may not be very familiar with the exception to that rule. He may have heard that he's not allowed to have dogs in his business and is very disbelieving when someone says, well, that's a seeing eye dog. He may not know for sure. And then the other thing is that some people just, they understand that bringing dogs or other animals into their business is going to result in messes that they have to clean up. And they may just decide that refusing your business is more worthwhile than cleaning up a mess. But I would agree with you that I think most owners are pretty sensible people, and they do allow people with seeing eye dogs into their business. And for the most part, it's not a problem, and the marketplace will certainly solve that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's just that issue is a little interesting, but pretty much other than a few things, I'm a complete free marketeer. I believe in no government at all, and I have read The Market for Liberty, and I do like it. It's a little hard to read through. It's not the easiest book to read, but it did have a lot of information in it.
It's a position that makes sense. It's consistent. It's logical. It's also the most humane way for human beings, for mankind, to interact with one another. The voluntary choice, the voluntary solution, is the most humane one. And thank you for the call tonight, Nico. Appreciate hearing from you.
I had an idea just right there off the top of my head, how if a store owner decided they didn't want to let a blind person with a seeing eye dog into their store,
mm-hmm.
even with no regulations in the area of animals, no government regulations. There certainly would be some regulations as far as some companies go. Then, you know, if you wanted to protest that, it'd be relatively easy. You could, go sit out in front of the business with your little dog and your little glasses and say, with a little sign that says, this business won't allow blind people in. I'll bet you it's not.
That's going to hurt.
I bet you it won't be 15 minutes of protesting before, oh, hey, never mind. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll just take you around the store. Even if they didn't want to let the dog in, they could... You know, have an employee stand outside with the dog while you
shop
with the employee.
Some kind of solution, but I bet you get your dog if you wanted it.
Yeah, I bet you're right. 800-259-9231 to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
There.
Stephen?
Hey. I made a convert today, I think. I was playing your show. You know, I work in the oil industry, and we have company trucks, and from time to time these trucks need maintenance or some kind of something or other installed.
Sure.
And so me and a couple of guys from work were doing this, and your show was playing on the radio that I had downloaded from last night.
Great.
Specifically, last night where we all talked about the Constitution and all that and Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
And one guy is a neocon, and I've told you about him in the past, where he believes in some gun laws. Well, I didn't think that I was making any progress with the guy at all.
Hmm.
It turns out, actually, that I was, in fact, because I've gotten him now to where he only believes there should be one gun law on the books,
aside from
the Second Amendment, and that is that convicted felons can't own guns. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a step.
And I
understand.
Said,
I get it.
I do, too.
I know why it is that people say that.
Because
they're bad. They're bad people.
But are they really saying...
Hey, we should have never let these guys out in the first place.
Isn't that what they're really saying?
Right, it is what they're really saying. And the thing is if the guy's too dangerous, why in the hell did they let him out?
That's right.
And the next question is, look, we have all kinds of laws against this. Do you see any evidence that this no convicts having guns law is working? It's not.
Sure, and how many of those felons are actually violent felons? How many of them got busted for 28 grams of marijuana or something like that? They can't have guns either. I don't know if you had more. Hang on, we might bring it back if you got more in an hour. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.